1. Are you ready to order now?
Yes. I'll have roast beef, French fried potatoes, and green beans.
Question.
Whom is the man talking to? 2. Well, if I had begun studying English earlier, I wouldn't be having so much trouble with my pronunciation.
Oh, I can understand why you feel that way.
Question.
What problem does the man have? 3. I can't make up my mind about taking the English exam in this summer.
I would be inclined to take it if I were you. Any qualification is useful these days.
Question.
What's the woman's opinion about the exam?
4. Can I depend on you to pick up the soda for the party tonight?
Sure. I promise I'll pick it up.
Question.
What did the woman ask the man to do?
5. Louise, do you mind turning off the overhead light? I've got a big day tomorrow, and I really need to get some sleep.
Sorry. I'll turn it off in a second.
Question.
Why did the woman say, sorry? 6. I thought we might go to the new movie at the Playhouse Theater.
Fantastic. I read a good review of it, and I'd love to go.
Question.
What are they going to do? 7. Well, it might do you good to quit smoking, or at least cut down on it.
A lot of people have told me the same thing, but somehow I just can't force myself to do it.
Question.
What does the woman think of the man's suggestion?
8. Could I possibly ask you to help me get this refrigerator up the steps?
I'd like to, but I'm afraid I can't.
Question.
What can you conclude from the conversation?
9. Which model of the washing machine are you interested in purchasing?
I'm not sure. I might buy the cheap one. On the other hand, perhaps I'll buy the deluxe version.
Question.
What is the woman doing? 10. Ah, now this is better. This is how a tomato soup should taste.
Oh, yes. It's really delicious. A bit better than the one we had last week.
Question.
What are they doing? Passage 1. Americans eat breakfast and lunch quickly, unless it is a social, business, or family occasion. The evening meal is usually longer, and a time for family to gather together. Rushing through daytime meals is part of the fast pace in America. Another reason for rushing through daytime meals is that many people eat in restaurants that are usually crowded, with people waiting for a place so that they, too, can be served and return to work at the proper time. So each one hurries to make room for the next person. As with busy people everywhere, there is a real difference with meals that are eaten in a hurry and those that can be enjoyed slowly with friends.
11. What time would be the least busy time to eat in a restaurant?
12. What is the reason, or how many reasons are there, for Americans to rush through their daytime meals?
13. On which occasion do Americans eat breakfast and lunch quickly? Passage 2. In many countries today, laws protect wildlife. In India, the need for such protection was realized centuries ago. About 300 BC, an Indian writer described forests that were somewhat like national parks today. The killing of game beasts was carefully supervised. Some animals were fully protected. Within the forest, nobody was allowed to cut timber, burn the wood for charcoal, or trap animals for their furs. Animals that became dangerous to human visitors were trapped or killed outside the park, so that other animals would not become uneasy. The need for wildlife protection is greater now than ever before. About 1,000 species of animals are in danger of extinction, and the rate at which they are being destroyed has increased. Within mammals, for instance, the rate of extinction is now about 1 species every year. From AD 1 to 1800, the rate was about 1 species every 50 years. Everywhere, men are trying to solve the problem of preserving wildlife while caring for the world's growing population.
14. What time does the example of man's concern with wildlife protection date back to?
15. What was the thing about hunting like in forests of long ago?
16. What was the rule of cutting timber in forests of long ago?
17. Which of the following is implied but not stated in the passage?
Passage 3. The last part of this century will be an age of exploration, such as man has never known. There are 8 planets, at least 30 moons, and thousands of asteroids to be explored. Their total area is about 250 times that of the Earth. Spaceships will not be able to land on some of them, but that still leaves to be explored an area 10 times as great as the continents of the Earth. Exploring space may seem terrifying to some people. No doubt explorers of the past were terrified by the great empty oceans that lay before them. They conquered their fears, crossed the oceans, and built the new world. In the past, when explorers set sail into the unknown, they had to say goodbye to all they knew at home. Space explorers will not face such great loneliness. Even when they travel far beyond the sun, they will be able to send messages back.
18. When will be an age of exploration?
19. How did the explorers of the past feel when the great empty oceans lay before them?
20. What is this passage about?